So some of the insurrectionists are now claiming in court that Fox News made me do it. Let's talk about the Foxitis defense, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's take on a defense that we're beginning to hear in court from some of the insurrectionists who are charged with attacking the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And it's the Fox News made me do it defense. It's been dubbed Foxitis. Here's the headline from an article in The Guardian. Fox News made me do it. Capital attack suspect pulls Foxitis defense. And here's how that article begins. The lawyer for a Delaware man charged over the Capitol attack in January is floating a unique defense. Fox News made him do it. And this according to his lawyer. Defendant Anthony Antonio, who is facing 5 criminal charges, fell prey to the persistent lies about the so-called stolen election being spread daily by Donald Trump and the right-wing network that served him, Fox News, his attorney Joseph Huntley said during a hearing on Thursday. So apparently the defense goes something like, Donald Trump incessantly lied to the American people about the election being rigged, being fraudulent, being stolen from them. And those lies were amplified, were broadcast nonstop by Fox News. And that is what caused defendants to attack the Capitol. Fox News made me do it. Accordingly, I'm suffering from a case of Foxitis. Okay. Well, let me not bury the lead, folks. That won't work. But let's talk about how mental health issues most typically intersect with criminal prosecutions. And it's really in two ways we see mental health issues being involved in criminal cases. And it's competency to stand trial and insanity at the time of the crime. So these are two different but somewhat related issues. Let's take on competency to stand trial first. So competency to stand trial is a present day issue. That is the defendant competent to be tried in a court of law? What does it take to be competent to stand trial? It's actually a pretty low bar. A defendant just has to have a basic, rational, and factual understanding of the charges against him and of the proceedings. And most importantly, the defendant has to have the ability to assist his or her attorney in their defense. It's a very low standard. I've litigated contested competency hearings as a former career federal prosecutor, and it's a pretty low bar to prove that somebody is indeed competent to stand trial. Let's talk about insanity. Insanity has nothing to do with somebody's ability to stand trial. Insanity raises the issue of whether somebody had a mental disorder or illness at the time of the crime. So insanity is a defense to the crime. In order for somebody, the jurisdictions have different standards, but they all are fairly similar. And here's what an insanity defense typically involves. If you have an actual diagnosable mental illness or disorder, that at the time of the crime made it impossible for you to know the difference between right and wrong, or made it impossible for you to conform your conduct to the requirements of the law, then you may have a good insanity defense. So insanity defenses, true insanity defenses, are pretty rare. I've handled insanity cases as a prosecutor. And here's how I always try to convey a set of facts that kind of give rise to a legitimate insanity defense. Let's assume there's a murder, and it's a stabbing murder, and the defendant stabs the victim with a knife repeatedly. The defendant ends up covered in blood, and instead of running away from the defendant walks into a nearby McDonald's with the murder weapon in his hand. He's covered in blood. He walks up to the counter, orders a Big Mac meal, and sits down in the restaurant and eats his Big Mac. That's somebody who may have a good insanity defense. Why? Because it suggests that that individual doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, or can't conform his conduct to the requirements of the law. It's not proof positive, but you know, I've always said that a sure sign of sanity is if somebody runs away from the scene, if somebody tries to get away from the police, if somebody hides the evidence, if somebody lies about what he or she did. Why? Because all of those things are indications that the person knows right from wrong because they're trying to get away with what they just did, right? So these are just some rough guidelines. You typically have expert mental health witnesses, forensic psychologists and forensic psychiatrists evaluate, test and evaluate and diagnose a defendant who is claiming an insanity defense. And the prosecution will have its own expert mental health witnesses do the same. And then sometimes we have a battle of the expert witnesses, either in the setting of a competency hearing to stand trial or in the setting of an insanity defense. So compare an actual insanity defense, somebody who is suffering from a serious diagnosable mental illness or disorder that makes it impossible for them to tell right from wrong or to conform their conduct to the requirements of the law. Compare that to somebody who's saying, yeah, you know what? I listened to Fox News' lies about the election being rigged and fraudulent and stolen over and over and over again, that I started to believe them and I was motivated to attack the U.S. Capitol based on the lies being told by Donald Trump and Fox News. Guess what, folks? That ain't a defense, insanity or otherwise. But you know what it is? It's something that should motivate our federal government. It should motivate our executive branch to regulate news outlets that peddle fiction as fact and inspire imminent violent conduct. And it should cause Congress to legislate and prohibit, outlaw, criminalize news outlets that peddle fiction as fact and inspire imminent violent conduct. So maybe there's a fringe benefit to the Foxitis claim being raised in court. That fringe benefit is maybe it will help our federal government do a little bit of justice after all and get after these news outlets peddling fiction as fact with dangerous and deadly results. Because justice matters. Folks, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.